Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. African American Herbalism by Lucretia Van Dyke presents a practical, culturally grounded entry point into plant-based healing as it has been carried forward through African American experience. Framed as both a hands-on guide and a tribute to folk traditions, the book explores how herbal knowledge developed under conditions of survival, adaptation, and community care. Drawing on influences from West and Central African plant wisdom, indigenous encounters, and the realities of life in the American South and beyond. Readers can expect an emphasis on everyday remedies, home preparation methods, and the role of elders, midwives, root workers, and healers in maintaining wellness when formal healthcare was limited or unequal. The focus is not only on which plants to use, but also on how to approach herbalism responsibly through sourcing, safety, and mindful practice. Overall, the book aims to help modern readers reconnect with heritage, build a usable home apothecary, and understand herbalism as a living tradition rather than a trend. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, historical roots and cultural continuity. A central theme is the story of how African American herbal traditions were shaped by displacement, resilience, and the need for practical healthcare. The book situates herbalism within a broader history of community-based healing, where knowledge was shared through families, faith communities, and local healers. Readers are guided to see plant medicine not as isolated recipes, but as a continuum that includes African botanical memory, adaptations to new ecosystems, and the blending of practices across generations. This perspective helps explain why certain plants became staples, how remedies were chosen based on access and urgency, and why spiritual and communal elements often accompanied physical care. By emphasizing continuity, the guide encourages readers to approach folk traditions with respect rather than treating them as novelty. It also highlights the value of oral tradition and lived experience, acknowledging that much of this knowledge survived outside formal institutions. For modern practitioners, the historical lens offers a grounding framework. Understanding origin stories can inform ethical learning, reduce cultural flattening, and deepen appreciation for why certain practices persist. The result is a richer, more responsible entry into herbalism that honors the people who preserved it. Secondly, building a practical home herbal toolkit, the book emphasizes usability, aiming to help readers move from curiosity to a workable routine. A key topic is how to assemble a basic home apothecary with versatile, widely used herbs and simple tools. Instead of requiring specialized equipment, the approach centers on accessible preparations that can fit into everyday life, such as teas, infused oils, salves, syrups, steams, and poultices. The guide typically points readers toward identifying herbs correctly, storing them well, and choosing forms that match the situation. For example, quick infusions for daily support versus longer steeping methods for more robust extraction. Practicality also shows up in discussions of sourcing, including considerations for quality, affordability, and seasonality. The idea is not to collect a large inventory, but to develop confidence with a smaller set of reliable plants and preparation methods. This supports consistency and safer learning. By focusing on foundational skills, readers can adapt remedies to household needs, reduce dependence on overcomplicated protocols, and make herbalism a steady part of self-care. The toolkit mindset also encourages documentation, paying attention to what works, and treating herbal practice as a skill that improves with repetition. Thirdly, plant profiles and traditional uses for common concerns. Another major focus is learning plants through their traditional roles in supporting common health needs. The book presents herbs in a way that connects their features and preparation methods with the types of concerns people historically addressed at home, such as digestive discomfort, respiratory support during seasonal illness, skin and minor wound care, stress and sleep challenges, and general tonic use. Rather than treating herbs as miracle cures, the guide encourages realistic expectations and thoughtful matching, choosing gentle options for routine support and recognizing when stronger measures are inappropriate. Plant profiles typically help readers think in categories, such as soothing versus stimulating, drying versus moistening, or warming versus cooling, which can make decision-making more intuitive. This topic also reinforces that folk practice often prioritized multi-purpose herbs that were easy to grow or obtain locally. For the modern reader, that translates into learning a smaller number of plants deeply and applying them in varied ways. The attention to traditional uses also offers cultural context, showing how remedies fit daily life, caregiving, and community wisdom. Readers come away with a practical reference style understanding that can support informed experimentation while keeping safety and simplicity in view. Fourthly, safety, responsible practice, and when to seek medical care. A practical herbalism guide must address safety, and this book highlights the importance of using plant medicine with care. This topic includes understanding basic precautions such as potential allergies, dosage awareness, and the risks of misidentifying plants. It also emphasizes that natural does not automatically mean safe, especially for children, pregnancy, chronic conditions, or people taking prescription medications. Readers are encouraged to consider herb-drug interactions and to start with low-risk preparations when learning. Responsible practice also includes cleanliness in preparation, appropriate storage to prevent spoilage, and avoiding unsafe harvesting locations that may expose plants to contaminants. Another key element is the boundary between home care and professional care. Folk traditions developed as a necessity, but modern readers have access to medical resources that should be used when symptoms are severe, persistent, or uncertain. By presenting herbalism as complementary and supportive, rather than a substitute for all medical care, the guide helps readers avoid common pitfalls. This balanced framing can build trust and long-term success. When people use herbs within sensible limits, they are more likely to develop sustainable habits, reduce anxiety around health decisions, and engage with both traditional and clinical knowledge without unnecessary conflict. Lastly, herbalism as community care and personal empowerment. Beyond remedies, the book treats herbalism as a form of empowerment rooted in community care. Historically, plant knowledge supported families and neighbors through mutual aid, especially where access to consistent healthcare was limited. This topic explores how that spirit can be carried into modern life through intentional learning, sharing skills, and creating supportive routines that strengthen household resilience. Herbal practice can become a way to reconnect with elders' stories, cultural memory, and everyday rituals of care, such as preparing a warming tea for a loved one or using simple topical applications for comfort. The guide encourages readers to approach these actions with respect for tradition and with awareness of cultural context. It also highlights that empowerment is not only about self-reliance, but about informed choices, knowing how to read a label, evaluate a source, and decide whether an herb is appropriate. The community dimension can include gardening, local plant walks, or shared preparation sessions that make learning practical and relational. For readers who feel overwhelmed by wellness trends, this approach offers something steadier and more meaningful. Herbalism becomes less about chasing novelty and more about building skills, dignity, and continuity through small, repeatable acts of care. In conclusion, this book is well-suited for readers who want an approachable introduction to herbalism while also valuing cultural history, especially those interested in African-American folk traditions, family-based remedies, and community-centered wellness. Beginners can benefit from its practical orientation, since it focuses on foundational preparation methods and everyday applications rather than assuming extensive prior knowledge. More experienced herbal enthusiasts may appreciate the cultural framing that encourages respect for lineage, context, and responsible learning. The book can improve a reader's life by helping them develop simple skills that support self-care and household resilience. Making basic preparations, understanding how to choose herbs thoughtfully, and approaching wellness with more confidence. It also offers a meaningful way to reconnect with heritage and view health as something supported by relationships, routines, and shared knowledge, not only products. Compared with many general herbal guides, this title stands out by centering African-American perspectives and highlighting how traditions evolve through adaptation and community care. That cultural specificity can make the material feel more grounded and relevant, while the practical structure keeps it usable. For readers seeking both guidance and context, it is a worthwhile purchase that bridges hands-on herbal practice with an appreciation of the traditions behind it. If you would like to support Lucretia Van Dyke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.